Represent.
Stitches, right? Blood is coming out of his stitches. Here. The doctor and the nurse come running back trying to restrain him. He goes, I said, calm him down. Nurse, sedate this man immediately. Finally, they got him calmed down. He's looking over at me, glaring at me, but he can't move because he too is trussed up. He's just glaring at me. I'm just smiling over at him. I waited until the doctor and the nurse were on their round, and then... He jumped up and the doctor came right back and said, I don't know what we got, some problem with this man here. He must need some severe psychological damage. I'm gonna leave it in this. Meanwhile, all his stitches are popping. The blood's running everywhere. His IV bottle tipped over. And I'm just loving it. Loving it, dear! Until finally he leaned close enough that I could loop that IV around his neck. And just squeeze! Squeeze! Until his eyeballs bubbles out of his head here. His tongue turned purple. But I pushed him back in his own bed to watch the seeping flow of incontinence. The doctor and the nurse came back and said, my God, dear! Looks like he's expired. I can't believe it, man. That he was scheduled for reconstructive surgery in the morning. I said, hey, Doc, reconstruct this, eh? Yeah, you do a little surgery on this, you maggot. I can't believe that. He said, everyone's entitled to the man. I said, right, I've heard entitled.
The doctor walked away disgusted, but the nurse lingered. She said, my God.
I said, you like what you see?
Easy, big fella, easy. She's in uniform. Easy. She said, yes, I like what I see. And she took that curtain and she zipped it completely around my bed. And we had a zesty session. She said, I've never gotten involved with a wounded soldier before, especially an enlisted man. I said, hey. It's all right, baby, let your conscience be your guide. So we formed a lingering liaison. I tell you, it was the best 6 weeks I ever spent in the hospital. Oh, it was... I even proposed. It was the classic wartime romance. Finally, I got out of the cast, used a cane. Finally, I bagged the cane altogether, just had a limp. She still had a month to go. She was gonna meet me back stateside for the wedding. I was gonna send her some cash so she could afford the trip. And we kissed. I'll never forget that kiss before I got on that bus that was taking me home. Oh, it was long and ooh, nice. I got on that bus feeling like $1 million. Found me a seat behind a couple of other guys. I was listening to them talking. They were saying, yeah, so you did time in base hospital, so did I. That nurse ever come around and take care of you? Talk about South with the mouth. She was a pro. My ears perked up. Her name was Robin, some, right? Bob and Robin, they call her? Yeah, oh, yeah, she came by, yeah. You know, I hear some stupid sergeant and A Company's marrying her? Yeah, he's marrying her. Yeah, he's flying back for a big wedding. I tell you what, I didn't know. They called it tapioca breath, you know? Yeah, it was unbelievable, this guy, yeah. I felt my face flush. I felt my temples pound. She said she was going to be waiting for me at an overpass that the bus had to pass underneath so she could wave.
So she could wave at me in my humiliation! I brought my M16 up on my lap and I jacked that bolt back and I opened the window. She was leaning over the bridge, yeah. She said, bye, Nino! Don't forget to send the money!